Namaste. My name is Gail Jan. I'm a certified yoga teacher. And I'm going to be guiding you through a meditation on summer and fullness. So find a quiet place where you can sit comfortably on a folded blanket or a meditation cushion or any cushion that you have around your house. And you can sit cross-legged or with one heel in front of the other heel on the floor. And you want to make sure that your knees are below your waist. So if they're above your waist, you definitely need to sit on something or sit a little higher. And you want to be able to sit up nice and tall easily. So your neck can relax, your throat can relax. And close your eyes. Just rest your palms on your thighs. Begin to turn inward to your breath. Focusing inward. Letting go of the sounds of the outer world. Beginning to feel a sense of peace and contentment. Imagine a hot summer day. You're outside. You feel the warmth of the sun on your whole body. You see the blueness of the sky above. Big cumulus white clouds gently floating by. Imagine your favorite tree. You go to sit in the shade of the tree, leaning up against the trunk of the tree, feeling a little bit of that roughness, but feeling its support, feeling connected with the tree. Noticing the leaves above you, noticing the branches of the tree, the space between the leaves, the light filtering through the leaves. And the gentle coolness of the shade. And all around you, life is full. Birds are singing, flowers are blooming, vegetables are ripening. And you feel the fullness of the gifts that summer brings. Looking up in the sky, again you see the white fluffy clouds floating by. Noticing the shape of the individual clouds. Maybe you see something that looks like a bird. But your imagination is being lifted by these whimsical shapes in the sky. And you feel your body being transported upward, up into the clouds. And you're sitting on a cloud like a magic carpet, looking out as far as you can see, through the endless sky to the earth below, seeing the majesty of the earth that we live on. The mountains, the oceans. Enjoy the feeling of freedom. And imagine that you're slowly drifting back towards the earth. Once again, you feel your feet on the ground. And you find yourself by the ocean. You hear the gentle waves of the ocean lapping against the shore. Feel the sand underneath your feet. You look out over the ocean, and again, you have this sense of vastness, of fullness. You feel a combination of the sun on your body and the coolness of the ocean, the soft ocean breeze washing over you. And then you begin to walk into the ocean and begin swimming, feeling the coolness of the water, the ocean all around you. You're becoming part of that ocean. And you feel yourself moving beneath the surface of the ocean and seeing this amazing world, a world of dolphins, a world of whales, a world of all these sea creatures that are not part of our daily life. It seems so magical, but you feel yourself swimming with ease. And all of a sudden you're surrounded by a school of fish, colorful fish swarming around you, playing, darting here and there, feeling the energy of this underwater world surrounding you, seeing the plants of the ocean, even going deep enough to see the ocean floor, the teeming life on the floor of the ocean. And you're gliding along effortlessly. And you feel a pull of the tide bringing you back to shore. Coming out of the water, feeling the warmth of the sun again. Feeling the sand underneath your feet. And you find yourself in the desert with sand all around you, with a kind of sparseness that you didn't see in the ocean that's different from the ocean. But within that sparseness, there's life. There's flowers here and there. There's tracks in the sand. There's the shapes of the sand. And you feel the magic of the desert. The sand dunes, the play of light on the sand. This other world, it's part of nature. It's part of who we are. Again, a sense of spaciousness, but different kind of spaciousness. Feel that desert coming inside of you. Magic of the desert, the power of the desert, inside of you, possibilities that we can be anything we choose, that we have this soul that we can feel but we can't fully understand. Imagine coming out of the desert. You find yourself in a forest, this magical forest, the floor covered with ferns, You hear the sounds of the birds, maybe the call of an owl. And the soft, almost silent sounds of all the insects that have this life of their own underground, under the leaves. But you can sense their presence. You can sense the forest teeming with life, surrounded by green. Green, the color of the heart chakra. You're surrounded by love, the love of nature, the peacefulness of this green color glowing all around you. And you find yourself by this mountain stream, and you hear the music of the water as it dances over the rocks. And you feel the coolness of the gentle spray from the waterfall that you can see, that you can hear. And you can feel the energy of that water, the endless energy. You can feel it inside of you. And you take a deep breath. And you feel the cleanness of the air. The sense of deep peace settles over you. Just listening to the water, feeling the gentle spray from the waterfall. And as you look at the water, it's almost like you're mesmerized. It has almost a hypnotic effect on you. Well, your thoughts are gone and you just feel at one with this energy that feels like spirit, that you can see spirit and it's part of you. You can feel the water in your body. You can feel the systems of your body working to keep you alive without any effort on your part. And you feel a sense of deep peace come over you as you sit by the water. And then you begin to feel more water as it begins to rain, but it's a warm rain and it's a gentle rain. And it feels good. You feel this cleansing feeling as you're being washed by nature. And you look up into the sky, you feel the raindrops on your face. And you feel a big smile coming on your face as you just feel the life-giving water washing over you, nurturing the soil, giving life to all the plants, to the insects, to the birds. Everyone needs water. And you see the light changing as the rain stops. You feel the skies cleansed and refreshed. And as the sun bursts through the clouds, you see this rainbow stretching as far as you can see up in the sky. Colors of red, gold, yellow, blue, green. And you feel this rainbow piercing your heart, piercing it in a way that it's tapping into your heart and you feel this golden energy, like energy from a pot of gold that's being transported along the rainbow, filling your heart center, filling your whole body. You have this golden glow and you feel like you're just connected to the richness of nature, the fullness of nature, summer in all her glory. And you realize that you are golden. You are this gold light. You can feel the richness of life pouring into you. Feeling that gold light in your heart, bring your hands together in front of your heart. And feel that gold light in the palm of your hands, spreading beyond your body. Feeling at one with nature, feeling at one with spirit. Feeling at one with this golden light as you bow your head to your heart in gratitude. Namaste.